I have a story to share with you this morning called The Perfect Heart. Once upon a time in a town not so different from this one, a young man walked through the middle of town proclaiming that he had the perfect heart, the most beautiful heart of anyone. He began to gather people around him and explain that he would prove his claims by showing everyone his perfect heart. The townspeople gathered around, wanting to see what this young man was up to. And then, through the magic that often happens in stories, a light shone in the man's chest, and all the townspeople could see his heart, and indeed they were impressed. The young man's heart had a strong, regular beat, and there was not a mark or a flaw on it. It looked perfect. As the crowd watched in amazement, a commotion started at the back of the gathering, and then the crowd began to part as an elderly woman, a grandmother, made her way to the front. She smiled at the young man and said, "My boy, indeed you have a beautiful heart, but let me show you my heart." And then through the magic of stories, a light shone in the woman's chest so that all could see her heart, and the people were surprised. The woman's heart was beating strongly, but it was full of scars. It had places where pieces had been removed and other pieces put in, but they didn't quite fit right, and there were several jagged edges. The woman explained, "Yours is perfect looking, but I would never trade with you. You see, in my heart, every scar represents a person to whom I have given my love. I tear out a piece of my heart and give it to them, and often they give me a piece of their heart which fits into the empty place in my own heart. But because the pieces aren't exact, I have some rough edges. Sometimes I have given pieces of my heart away, and the other person has not returned a piece of their heart to me. There are empty gouges. Giving love always means taking a chance. And there are places where my heart has been broken, and you can see the crevices left by loss or betrayal. Where it is stitched up, there has been forgiveness, and other places forgiveness has not happened. A perfect heart, the woman explained, is one that has known love and loss, joy and sorrow. The perfect heart is one that has been shared. And then, through the magic of stories, a light shone through the townspeople, and they were able to see one another's beautiful hearts. The young man was so moved by what the grandmother shared that he took a piece of his own unblemished heart and gave it to the grandmother. And in return, the grandmother took a piece of her heart and placed it in the space left open by the young man's sharing. The young man looked at his own heart, now more beautiful from the sharing, and he felt the grandmother's love flowing through his own. My religious upbringing taught me that when you have a broken heart, you should sing. So I want to invite you to join me in singing another hymn, number 18 in the gray hymnal, "What Wondrous Love." I first heard that story of the perfect heart told this past summer. It was shared by our UUA president, the Reverend Susan Frederick Gray, as part of a worship service at the Unitarian Universalist General Assembly in June. Later in that service, during the sermon, Rev. Susan reflected on her first year as president. She spoke of the gratitude that she felt for having had the opportunity to serve. She also acknowledged the heartbreak and the challenge and the urgency she felt coming into that role at this particular time, when both the denomination and the nation were in somewhat of a crisis. And she spoke specifically that morning of her experience early in her term of marching with other clergy and laypeople in Charlottesville, her heart broken by the racism and the nationalist violence that she witnessed there. We are living in times of heartbreak, violence, struggle, and pain, she said. And she said that throughout the course of her first year as UUA president, two things became very clear to her. First, that this is no time for a casual commitment to our faith or to our communities or to our values. And second, that this is no time for us to think that we are alone. She said, in this time, we need communities that remind us of our humanity in this very inhumane time. We need communities that teach us how to love with fullness, with boldness, and with courage, and unconditionally, in the midst of propaganda and politics that tell our hearts to be afraid. We need communities, she said, where we can bring our heartbreak and the fullness of our pain and be reminded that we are not alone. As part of that same service that morning, they showed a video compilation of UU clergy and lay people sharing briefly, in only a sentence or two, what breaks their hearts. Some shared about heartbreaking things that were happening in our world. Others shared about how their hearts have been broken by our denomination as it struggles to become more inclusive of all voices, to adapt to the time, to remain a relevant and powerful force in the world. Later this morning, I'm gonna invite you to share what breaks your hearts, because I know from some of the conversations with you that your hearts, many of them, are breaking week to week. And because I believe, like the Reverend Susan Frederick Gray, that this community ought to be a place where we can bring our heartbreak and remember that we are not alone. When I started reflecting this week on what breaks my own heart, I found that the list was very, very long. The Buddhist teacher Thich Nhat Hanh has said, if the earth were your body, you would be able to feel the many areas where it is suffering, to which one of his students, Sarah Rudell Beach, has responded, you know, some days the world breaks our heart. We turn on the news and we learn of another act of violence and anger and hate and rage. Our stomach sinks, our heart aches, our throat clenches. Our bodies, she said, do feel the suffering of the world. Amen. By which I mean, I agree. As I started to make my list, I realized that if I allowed myself to feel, to really feel each time my heart was broken in the course of a day or a week, I would be a tearful, sodden mess. So I do what most of us do. I put up walls and barriers. I seek out distractions. I get angry sometimes because for some reason it's easier to be angry than it is to be sad. And I do all of those things so that I can get through the day. I harden my heart a little bit. But then I'm reminded that while the Bible talks a great deal about hardened hearts, they are never, ever a good thing. And I'm reminded that the Tibetan Buddhist teacher Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, in his writings about spiritual warriors, has said that true warriorship is about renouncing our hard-heartedness and allowing ourselves to be tender, sad, and fully present. That, he said, is the root of true fearlessness, true bravery, and true compassion. We don't have to try to be brave and compassionate alone. This is something that we can do together in community. As my UU colleague, the Reverend Natalie Fenimore, has said, as part of that same worship service in June, we must pull together the pieces of our broken hearts and expand our ability to love. And so this morning, after the choir has shared its gift of music with us, we will have a time of quiet meditation, and I will invite you to reflect on what breaks your heart. And you will find, if you look around, that I've placed index cards or little pieces of paper in or around the different pews. And if you feel so moved, you're invited to write a sentence or two about what breaks your heart. And after the choir sings and after the meditation, I'll invite you, if you wish, to share. Whether or not you choose to share, whether or not everyone wants to share, has time to share or not, I will invite you to place your cards in a basket if you want to at the end of the service. You don't need to put your names there, though you can. And I will find a way to reflect those heartbreaks back to the congregation as a whole.